Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DKOB. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call House on the Rock. House on the Rock. I am reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and from verse 24 to verse 27. Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Jesus is talking about two scenarios. He strikes a comparison in two scenarios: the wise man who built his house on the rock, and the foolish man who built his house on the sand. There was something I observed about this passage 2 days ago. My observation was that he didn't say these men didn't listen to the word of God. He says they listened and either did it or did not do it. He's talking about those who either do the word or don't do it. He's not talking about those who listen or who don't listen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's about whether you do what you hear or not. The word of God is to be done and not just to be listened to. We have so many listeners of the word. They go to church, they carry their Bibles. They are listeners but not doers. They don't do the word. James 1 and verse 22 teaches also that we should not just be hearers of God's word only, but doers of the word. Doers of the word. Because it says there that when we hear but we don't do, we rob ourselves, we cheat ourselves, we deceive ourselves, we shortchange ourselves. It says, but the person who looks into the perfect law of liberty. Yeah, before it said that, it says the man who hears but doesn't do is like the one who looks at his natural face in the mirror. The mirror is God's word. God's word shows us our true identity. God's word shows us who we really are in Christ Jesus. And it says this person looks into the mirror and leaves and forgets what kind of person he or she is. He forgets. But now it says the person who looks intently into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, this person is consistent. This person continues to invest he or herself in the word. He says this person will be blessed in all he or she does. This person will be blessed in all he or she does. There is a blessing in consistency in God's word. There are results in being consistent with the word. And also, there is a day of reckoning, a day when the word we've listened to over the years will be tested. I've had a course to, in the last few days, start going through my old study notes, old sermon notes. Over the years, I've attended church severally. I've listened to thousands of sermons. I've watched thousands of videos. I've read Christian books, and I've had to jot all that I listened to and were a blessing to me. But the question is, have I been doing all I've been listening to over the years? So I'm now going back to my old study notes and sermon notes and trying to see how I can do these things that they talk about. how I can implement these things that it's talking about. If every believer is able to do even 20% of all they've heard from God's word, I wonder how this world will be. I wonder what we're going to be seeing in these times in the body of Christ. There is a day of reckoning, as it said in the Matthew 7. A time will come when the winds will blow and hit on that house, when there will be a heavy storm, there will be heavy rainfall to test the foundation of that house. And it says, when the house is built on sand, the fall will be great. The fall will be great. There's a day of testing, a day of testing. Proverbs 24 and verse 10, it calls it the day of adversity. Ephesians 6 and verse 13 calls it the evil day. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 13 calls it the day being declared. I know 1 Corinthians 3:13 is not talking about foundation, but the actual building materials. But it's still the same concept of how a house was built, the quality of the structure of the house. It says the day will declare it, what sort of materials were used to build. There is a day of reckoning, a day of testing, a day of trouble. And that's what the world is seeing today. Economies are failing. Structures are failing. Governments are scampering around. Governments are confused. They have no answers to the questions that people are asking today. Life is getting tougher. People are getting poorer. There's so much inflation, so much insecurity, so much uncertainty. And people are wondering what's happening. This is the day of testing of the whole world. The unleashing and the unveiling of a tribulation and a time of trial upon the people of the earth. And those who have built their houses on the sand will fall greatly. The great will be their fall. But those who have built their houses on the rock, on God's word, they will see his mighty hand at work in their lives in this present time. They will see the glory of God. They will see God do great things through them because their houses were built on the rock. This is the time to do all that we've learned over the years. Over the years. The word of God is to be done, and not just to be listened to. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, or you need a miracle, you need counseling, you need healing, you can reach out to us via email info@project-charis.org. Project is project dash, that's hyphen, charis, charis. Thank you very much.